We don't suffer like those young ones. Alexandra ended with a sigh. They had reached the gate. Before Carl opened it, he drew Alexandra to him and kissed her softly on her lips and on her eyes. She leaned heavily on his shoulder.
I am tired, she murmured. I have been very lonely, Carl.
They went into the house together, leaving the divide behind them under the evening star. Fortunate country that is one day to receive hearts like Alexandra's into its bosom, to give them out again in the yellow wheat, in the rustling corn, in the shining eyes of youth.